I got a picture through a text from my daughter Megan this morning. Evidently, she's made a beach trip, and the picture was of her new female puppy, well, just a few weeks old, sitting there on the sand, gazing out at the horizon, at the ocean. And that look says it all. That little puppy's face just says, wow. And the sense of awe and wonder on her face is the same look that I had the first time that I saw the ocean and looked out on the horizon and saw the actual curve of the earth. And just my senses flooded with the sense of wonder of the creation of my Heavenly Father. And I get that same feeling, I guess we all do, when we go up into the mountains and look off at God's creation and can see for miles and miles, or when we look off at a mountain lake, or whether it's a river, or any of God's creation. I know every time I go out at nighttime, I look up at the sky and I'm just amazed at our Creator God and all that He has created. All the wonder and the sense of amazement. And I think that's special. I think we should have that. I think we should live with that. And especially now that we're in this time, we know that there's going to be a falling away, and it is sad, you know, as a believer to live in a time when people that are going to church are missing Jesus, you know, but there's a falling away, and that is sad. But all the things that we're seeing around us point to one inevitable fact. We're on the very edge of time. It won't be long till we will hear the trump sound and we will look up and we will see Christ return. And the wonder of living in this time, we should not be lost on us. We should live with a sense of wonder and awe. He's coming, an expectancy. And to me, the wonder of it is so amazing, because every time I read an old hymn or hear an old song that was written 1700s, 1800s, or go back and read scripture that I've read my whole life, it just comes to life. Being alive in this time, it's a wondrous thing to be alive in this day. And so today I'm praying that you won't miss it, that you'll wake up and you'll go like, wow, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be alive in this incredible time. Especially when we look in the Bibles and we read about the scenes that are in heaven, the worship of the multitudes, the thunderous sound of many people worshiping God round about the throne, the scenes that are described to us in heaven. And I can tell you that I believe with my whole heart, the sense of wonder that was on that little puppy's face that I saw this morning is nothing to be compared that the look that'll be on my face and yours when we finally get home and see what awaits us and what God has prepared for us. And we just go, oh, at the Creator God and all that He has made. And so I pray that we will have that sense of wonder. I pray today that that God would to help you not get caught up in just the busyness of life, but that you will take time to just appreciate the fact that He's on His throne, that His word is absolutely true. Not once has anything He's ever told us been untrue. He's kept every promise. May we live with the wonder of knowing we're in this wonderful, incredible time, when at any moment we could look up and see Him coming. This has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day.